Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Jim Sacamano with the Denver Broncos. We're here with head coach John Fox, and welcome to all the season ticket holders we've got on our second fan forum call. The first one was very successful. We'd like to welcome our new season ticket holders who did not take part in the last one to be here with Coach Fox this afternoon. We're going to have questions and answers with you. You can call. You press *3 if you'd like to ask head coach John Fox a question. Again, *3 to ask the coach a question. If you want to talk to a ticket office representative at any time, press *0. Also want to point out that you'll have the opportunity to provide us with feedback on your experience today by visiting denverbroncos.com/fanforum or by simply staying on the line after the call is completed where you can leave a voicemail. So we'll remind you of this again, but again, you can provide us with feedback. If you want to ask the coach a question, press *3, and of course, you can press *0 to talk to a ticket representative. In addition, we have fan packages now available for Shannon Sharpe's Hall of Fame induction in Canton this August. Please visit denverbroncos.com for complete package details. And after our call is finished with Coach Fox today, at some point in the future, we're going to do one with NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell as well, which will be a good opportunity for you to ask a lot of questions about collective bargaining and things of that nature. We do not have the date and time set for that one yet, but you'll be informed, as you have been on this, for information as to when you can do the one with Roger Goodell. But this one is with head coach John Fox. And again, press *3 to ask the coach a question. We, of course, just finished the NFL draft. Very successful draft. A lot of great reviews nationally. Of course, we all know that it's what happens on the field, not in opinions, but it's still awfully good when all the people who do write opinions believe that we've had a great draft. Coach Fox, before we take our first call, how about if you make a few comments about the just-concluded draft?
Well, I think number one, Jim, it was the first time for the new powers to be. I thought it was great experience. I thought we effectively monitored the draft with John Elway, Brian Zanders, myself. So I was really pleased about the process, and ultimately I thought the process went well.
Great, Coach. We've got a couple of polls today for our fans. As a Broncos season ticket holder, how many home games do you attend each year on an average personally? You can press 1 if it's 8 to 10, 2 for 5 to 7, 3 for fewer than 5. The second poll is, do you follow the Broncos on Facebook or Twitter? Press 1 for yes or 2 for no. Press 3 if you do not know about the Facebook or Twitter pages. With that in mind, we've got our first call, Coach Fox. Spencer from Littleton. Spencer has been a season ticket holder for 21 years. Spencer, go ahead with your question for Coach Fox.
Hey, Coach Fox, thanks for doing this. Appreciate it, and good draft on Saturday. Quick question for you. I think, you know, going into the draft, I think a lot of people thought that the glaring need was on the defensive line. Second overall in rush defense last year, last in sacks. No Von Miller is supposed to help there with the sacks, but really, what are we thinking here for the D-line, granted that we drafted nobody, or I guess one guy, to help out there?
Well, that's a good question, Spencer. And, our press corps, when we talked at the conclusion of the draft, definitely asked about that. But, you know, what I remind all the fans, yourself included, is that, you know, there's really two pools of players that we have to improve our team each year. And we just completed that one through the college ranks, and that is the draft. We have not had free agency at this point. There will be one at some point. I can't predict when. But at that point, when we get into that market, that will be the area that we address. And it's an area that is filled with a lot of talented players.
Thanks, Coach. A reminder, fans, press *3 if you'd like to ask Coach Fox a question. And we've got one from another season ticket holder. Been a season ticket holder since 1995. Jeff Wingate from Denver, Colorado. Jeff, your question for Coach Fox.
Good afternoon, Coach. And first of all, welcome to Denver. We are thrilled to have you on board in the Broncos family.
Well, I appreciate that, Jeff.
My question to you is, you just drafted a great linebacker in Von Miller. How would you compare him to another All-Pro that you worked with for many years, Julius Peppers?
Well, I think they're similar in the sense that they have a unique ability to rush the passer. I think they're different. You know, Julius was, 6'6", 290, whereas Vaughn's probably 6'3", 250. The difference being that Von Miller has probably as good a first step as I've ever seen, a great ability to bend and flex, much like Julius. But the difference is there's about two-tenths speed differential, with Von being the much faster and more explosive. So he's a guy that has registered a lot of sacks in his career there at Texas A&M that we think is going to be able to transfer to the NFL pretty well.
Again, fans, if you're season ticket holders, and of course you are, how many home games do you attend each year? To answer that question, if it's 8 to 10, just press 1, press 2 for 5 to 10, press 3 for fewer than 5, and of course that's our most recent poll that we're asking fans to participate in. Again, to ask Coach Fox a question, press star 3 to ask head coach John Fox a question. And we've got our next one right now, Coach, Mr. Wesley Blanton, who is from Pueblo, Colorado. He's a tickler for 16 years. Wesley, go ahead with your question for Coach Fox.
Good afternoon, Coach. Good to have you here in Denver, and we're excited about the new year. I think, it's been touched on my question earlier. It's the defensive line again, but I'm just curious as to, you said you were going to address it in free agency, but you didn't really want to get a young one, someone young to come in and that you can groom and have for a lot of years. Do you think that the potential is there in the free agency to grow somebody there and have somebody for a long time?
Yeah, I think, really there's a lot of those guys. I mean, when you say young, they're not rookies, but, some guys are 4, 5, 6-year-old or 6-year vet players. And it's not that we didn't try to acquire a defensive lineman in the draft. The way it went, the way it fell, we just didn't want to reach for need. And I think we had a lot of holes. I wish we didn't have as many as we do. But we were able to get guys we thought could compete for a roster spot, and that's what you try to do in the draft without reaching for need. So, I think we stayed true to our board, which I think we're in a position to do that because we can fill the holes when free agency does kick in.
Coach Fox, our next questioner is from Golden, Colorado, has been a season ticket holder for 34 years. His name is Matt Hess. Matt, go ahead with your question for Coach Fox.
Hi, welcome to Denver. Glad you're here. And my question is, with the transition from different defensive schemes, with the draft and everything, do you feel like you have the, personnel to make a smooth transition, or there's going to be some bumps in the road or still some voids to fill? I mean, where do you feel you're at, right now in that process?
Well, I think, one little bit of a frustration is not having to have a lot of time, with our players to this point. But everybody else in the league is dealing with that. But I think we've got a very good staff. Dennis Allen, our new defensive coordinator, one of the things – when you hear coach, you hear teacher. And I think we've got a great blend on the defensive side as far as veteran coaches as well as, some new energy. But they're all excellent, excellent teachers and have great people skills. So I don't think there'll be any transition problem. When I was at Carolina, we went from 31st in defense to second, in just 1 year. So I think that can be done. I'm not making any predictions. I'd rather understate and overperform. But it can be done, and I have the utmost confidence in our staff and the players that I've gotten to meet.
Again, fans, press star 3 if you'd like to ask head coach John Fox a question. If you'd like to speak with the ticket office representative, go ahead and press star 0. Coach, we've got our next question. This is from a fan who lives in Aurora named Thomas Mays, and he's been a season ticket holder since 1976. Thomas, go ahead with your question for Coach Fox.
Coach Fox, welcome to Denver. Really happy to have you here. I know there's a lot of questions about the defense, but I'd like to ask you, sir, what about a big power back to improve our running game, which last couple of seasons have really been lacking? And two, are we going to wear our orange jerseys to beat the Raiders?
Well, I like to think we're going to beat the Raiders. Whether we wear orange or not, I'm not sure yet. But in answer to your question, Thomas, you know, we did want to address the running back situation in the draft and weren't able to get that done. We knew going in we weren't going to be able to fill all our needs, but that's another area that we will look to in free agency. You know, I think the things we didn't address is, you know, a corner. Obviously, the D-line's been made a lot of, but that's an excellent question because running back is an area where we need to acquire some depth, and we are going to run the ball more to balance our offense. So very good question. That'll be something that we'll definitely address once free agency clicks in.
Fans, again, if you want to ask a question of head coach John Fox, press *3 to get on the list to ask the coach a question. Our new season ticket holder, Adam, is a brand-new season ticket holder, and he has a question for you. Adam lives in Denver. Go ahead, Adam, for Coach Fox.
Hi, Coach Fox. Thanks so much for taking the time to...
Thank you, Adam.
Mr. Pat Bowen decided to hire you through that process. You know, what's really your vision to bring the Broncos back to the prominence that we've seen as fans for the last 20 years?
One of the things that was real enticing to me, Adam, is that tradition you talked about since Pat Bowen acquired the team. You know, I think, in any organization, it's all about the people. I think, when you look at Pat and what he's done and then, you know, the hiring of John Elway, Brian Sanders is a very sharp young executive. I think it was the people. You know, I had competed in this division for a lot of years when I coached with San Diego and the Raiders. So I always understood what a tough place this was to play. Arguably the best home field advantage in the league with the Mile High. It's hard to adjust. So first of all, it's a great organization. Second of all, again, is putting together a good staff, good people as well, and that's been a game plan I've used before, and I expect it to work again here in Denver.
Fans, we've got a lot of you on the line here with head coach John Fox. Press *3 if you'd like to get on the question list for him. If you'd like to talk to a ticket office representative, press *0. Coach Fox, our next question comes from Jerry Tabor of Lyons, Colorado. Jerry's been a season ticket holder for 8 years. Jerry Tabor, go ahead with your question for Coach Fox.
Coach Fox, first off, thanks for coming to Denver. Hope you can turn this around for us. It's been kind of a discouraging couple of years. I guess I basically have a couple, three questions. I'll make them as fast as I can. First off, I notice our special teams, especially on the kickoff, seem to suffer a lot, tackling and stuff. I don't know if you've noticed that, and if you have, how you're going to address that. Also, it seems like once we get behind in the fourth quarter, a lot of fans were getting up and leaving because we just knew there was no way of catching back up, although Tim Tebow did bring some promise to that, and your thoughts on that.
Well, on the kickoff and the special teams, we do have a blend there. I brought Jeff Rogers in, who is new, and then Keith Burns, who had been here with the Broncos. First and foremost, you know, my evaluation has been we have to increase the team speed, in particularly on defense. A lot of your kickoff coverage personnel is pulled from your defense, so that is one thing I know that we did acquire in the draft and will even continue to acquire in free agency. But as far as lack of tackling, it's something that we definitely need to improve on, whether it's on defense or in the kicking game. But you need guys that have good speed to cover kicks, and that's something I think we've improved and will continue to try to. As far as getting behind in the fourth quarter, first and foremost, we're going to try not to get behind in the fourth quarter. But if that does happen, it'll be something that we'll stress as far as two-minute drill, what we need to accomplish to operate, on a fast clock and operate quickly, regardless of who's quarterback. And then really the fourth quarter has a lot to do with the defense, too. You know, sometimes your defense can create a turnover, create a short field, and, again, that's the most important way you can get points. So it'll just be an emphasis, whether it be on offense, defense, and in the kicking game, to answer that question.
Fans, we want to continue to welcome our new season ticket holders to the call. We think that's just great that you're on, and we've got a call from a relatively new ticket holder. He's been a season ticket holder since 2010, Dustin Miller. Dustin Miller lives in Newcastle, Colorado. Dustin, go ahead with your question for Coach Fox.
Coach Fox, thanks for taking my call. My question is with drafting the two safeties here in the draft, what are your plans with Brian Dawkins?
Well, I think I had the pleasure of spending some time, albeit short, but on Friday with Brian. He's a guy that I've known. I coached him in the 05 Pro Bowl. We butted heads when I was with the Giants and he was with the Eagles for many years. So he's a guy, young man that I've had the pleasure of meeting already. I have great respect for him. I think he's a tremendous leader. He's a guy that I know I'll lean on this coming season as the head coach. So the fact that we drafted two young safeties really has not that much to do with Brian other than him being a great mentor for two young players coming into the National Football League.
Coach, we've got so many new ticket holders on the line, but we've also got some originals. Ken from Cherry Hills has been a Broncos season ticket holder since 1961. Ken, how about your question for Coach Fox?
Hey, Coach Fox, how are you doing today?
Doing great, Ken.
Hey, I just wanted to, great to hear. Hey, I wanted to compliment, first of all, before I ask my questions, the Broncos on effective use of social media. I follow a number of people, John Elway, Sacramento, all you guys. I just think you guys are doing a great job communicating with the fan base. But let's talk some Tebow now. I got a couple of questions for you. Being that Tim is predominantly, as I see it, a running QB, first question, what do you see as, if we do keep him, what do you see as his longevity in the NFL if he continues to run the ball as much as he does? And then number two, and this is a toughie, if there were an appropriate trade on the table in the upcoming months, would you consider trading number 15?
All right. To answer the first question, Tim did quite well at the college level. You know, I know it's a different level, but in the Southeast Conference, they have big bodies, and he ran around there and did it effectively for some time. I think any time you cross those lines, there's a threat of injury. But you know, Tim's built well. He's he's not a frail body. I don't want to see him get tore up either, but I don't think that's something that, that we're overly concerned with. I think he'll hold up just fine. As far as trades, that's something that, again, you're always looking to improve your football team. You'll do anything to do that. But that hasn't been, a remote possibility to this point.
A reminder to fans, we would like to encourage you to participate in our poll question. As a Broncos season ticket holder, how many home games do you attend each year on average personally? Press 1 for 8 to 10, press 2 for 5 to 10, press 3 for fewer than 5. And speaking of pressing buttons, please press star 3 if you'd like to get on the queue list for a question for Coach John Fox, star 0 if you'd like to speak to a season ticket representative. Our next question, Coach, comes from Mark Hagus. Mark Hagus lives in Simi Valley, California, and he's been a season ticket holder since 2007. Mark, go ahead for Coach Fox.
Hey, Coach Fox, thanks for taking my call and welcome to the Denver team. I can really feel the hype and energy that you come into town. I just wanted to know, after your analyzation of the team, how long do you think it'll take us to get back into championship form?
Yeah, that's a great question, Mark. I get asked that quite a bit, in the past, how many games you're going to win, how fast we're going to get better. Again, it's a process. I don't like to really try to predict it. I think, we're trying to acquire the best human talent we can, and it's up to us as coaches to get them better. So, I think you'll see improvement. It's hard to put a time limit on it, but hopefully sooner rather than later.
Coach, the next question comes from a season ticket holder in Littleton, Colorado. He's had his ticket since 1986, Steve Larson. Steve, what's your question for Coach Fox?
Hey, Coach Fox. Just reiterate what everyone else has said. We're really excited to have you on board. My question briefly is, last year, within a period of just several weeks from training camp through the preseason and the first couple of games, we lost something like 6 or 7 of our starters or major contributors due to injuries. Of course, Elvis Dumervil being the biggie in that bunch. This, to me, points to an off-season conditioning problem. And given the CBA uncertainty and some of the hands-off rules that you have to deal with, plus changes in coaching staff, I'm just curious your take on what you're going to try to do to mitigate these types of losses against this year.
Well, I think, you know, really, Steve, a lot of it is just plain old luck. You know, there's, you know, one of the things that I get asked all the time to start a season, as far as how we're going to do and what's going to cause us or why we're going to be better. One of the things every year in this league is being lucky with injuries and staying healthy. I think, you know, you watch what happened at Indianapolis Colts a year ago. They were able to get into the playoffs, but they weren't able to go as far as they used to be because of a lot of injuries. So I think, number one, it's part of the game. There's no question that, you know, what's been brought to my attention is we haven't finished very well. Or we haven't our record in December. Those are all things I think you monitor the health. A lot of it's coaching, not all just on the strength coach. You know, the little bit of time we got to spend with our players, they all look fit and they're doing a great job on their own. But we will have to monitor maybe how much hitting we do early on in camp, even how much we practice live or full speed if there is some kind of OTAs or mini camps prior. So really a lot of it's how you monitor the team, how much you stress you put them under, and make sure they're getting enough time to recover. But you know, it's hard to eliminate injuries, and sometimes it's just, you know, bad luck.
Coach, our next question might not be as much of a question as pure excitement. Ellen Levine Jones, who's known to a lot of the people around here as Bronco Betty, a super fan. Ellen Levine Jones, you've got a comment or question for Coach Fox?
Yes, I sure do. Hi, Coach Fox. Welcome to Denver. I am, as Mr. Sacramento said, a major number one Bronco fan, have been since clear back when the team first started. I did have a question about whether or not you were going to address the running back situation, and I wondered how the health was of the ones that we have now. But again, I wanted to welcome you to Denver and say, go Broncos.
Well, thank you, Ellen. Can I call you Ellen or Bronco Betty?
Either one is fine with me. I don't care.
Well, thank you, Ellen, and appreciate your great support of the Broncos. I think, you know, right now, you know, Sean Marino is going to be a young player that's just going to improve. We acquired Lendell White later in the season. He did get an Achilles injury. His rehab's coming along fine. You know, and I think we are going to address another running back, probably in free agency. You know, we weren't able to add one in the draft. You know, and we've got some young guys, Ball, who's a young guy, is developing, but you can't have enough of them. So, you know, if you're going to run the ball and make it a priority to run the ball, you do need a few guys there that are active on game day, and we're going to be doing everything we can to get better there.
Before our next question, we've got a second poll question. That's, do you follow the Broncos on Facebook or Twitter? Press 1 for yes, press 2 for no. Press 3 for I did not know about the Facebook or Twitter pages. Meanwhile, star 3 if you'd like to ask the coach a question. Star 0 for a ticket office rep. You know, Broncos country is enormous. We've got fans everywhere. Season ticket holders in 50 states. And, of course, the Rocky Mountain time zone is all our territory. We've got one from Idaho Falls, Idaho. Jared K. Bunderson, a season ticket holder for 6 years from Idaho Falls. Jared, go ahead for Coach Fox.
Hey, Coach, how you doing?
Doing great, Jared. Thanks for calling.
Now, with the addition of Nate Irving and Vaughn Miller, and then, of course, you got the veteran D.J. Williams there, how do you anticipate where those three players respectively are going to start, whether it be Will, Sam, or Middle?
Well, right now, you know, without having the opportunity to see these guys practice yet, you know, pretty much our evaluation has been off last year's tape. Even that's hard because they were primarily in a 3-4. We did add one more linebacker, Michael Muhammad from Cal Berkeley as well. young guy, you know, that you mentioned, Nate Irving and Bond. But right now it looks like DJ probably being Will, Mays being Mike, and Von Miller at Sam. But as I've mentioned before, whether it been quarterback or linebacker or regardless of the position, we're just trying to create enough depth so that there's great competition at any spot. So I think we've done that, you know, with the draft here at the linebacker position, and those guys will define who's where as we start practicing.
We've got over 6,500 fans on the call right now, which is great. That's a lot of season ticket holders on the line right now. Thank you all for taking part in this. Our next call, Coach Fox, comes from Kevin Benson, a season ticket holder in Salt Lake City, Utah, a season ticket holder for 4 years. Kevin from Salt Lake, your coach, your question for Coach Fox, pardon me.
Hey, Coach Fox, thanks for taking the call, talking to the fans.
Appreciate your call.
And my question was, with Patrick Peterson and Von Miller both being great talents in the draft and being available when we picked, and Champ Bailey being there to groom Patrick Peterson, what set Von Miller apart for you to choose him instead of Patrick Peterson?
Well, they're both great players. You know, you can put Marcel Darius in there. I mean, there's no doubt they're going to have great careers in our league. I think at the end of the day, I've always believed the best pass defense in the world is a pass rush. I think most defensive backs, Champ included, Brian Dawkins, who are, you know, two Pro Bowl guys, you know, if you ask them, they would agree. So I think affecting the passer with the rush was probably an area where we needed to improve more so than the guys doing the covering.
We've got a question from Gil Yardney in Inglewood, Colorado. Gil's been a season ticket holder since 2001, so he's in his 10th year. Gil, your question for Coach Fox.
Hey, Coach Fox, thanks so much for taking our call, or my call, I should say, or all of our calls.
Well,
I'm super excited. I'm very happy that you're back and that you're in Denver. I can't tell you how many times I've actually considered giving up my tickets just because of the last two seasons, but I'm happy I didn't.
Well, hopefully I'm happy you didn't either.
Well, I'll be on the front line, so I'll be there a lot to cheer you on.
Beautiful.
My question is basically with the whole CBA and everything else, how is that affecting who you are choosing to go forward with as far as QB for the future? Because from what I saw from the last 2 years, and no disrespect to Orton, he's done a great job, but to his limit, Tebow brought a whole lot more enthusiasm and spice, I mean, for lack of a better word, to the position. What are you looking at as far as for the future at QB?
Well, I think, you know, I've always approached this game as the future's now. And, you know, I will say I feel good about our depth at quarterback, regardless of who the starter ends up being. I think they're all capable. Somewhere along the line, people saw something in their abilities. As I've said many times, no matter what the position, you know, we're going to try to create competition and may the best man win. And that's what you do on Sundays when you play an opponent. But as far as even fighting for starting jobs on this football team, you know, guys are going to have to compete and do it consistently, and that's the guy that'll get the ball on Sundays. So, you know, again, I have great respect for all of them. I do see the excitement and the enthusiasm you see in Tim. I actually, a year ago on another team, was involved in, you know, in the draft process as far as having dinner with him, spending time with him. So I do know a lot about his intangibles. And, again, we're just going to have to get that over to what they do on the field. And I think we've got a very competitive situation there at quarterback.
Again, fans, we have over 6,000 of you season ticket holders on the line right now. Press star 3 if you'd like to be on the line to ask John Fox a question. Right now we've got one, Betty Strasheim. Betty's family has had season tickets in the family since 1968. She lives in Colorado Springs, Colorado. Betty, what's your question for Coach Fox?
Well, my questions have been asked already about the defensive line and running back. So I'll ask a personal question. Have you moved to Denver? Are you moving your family to Denver?
Yes, ma'am. I'm actually, my family will be here. I have an 11-year-old daughter, Allie, who's finishing up fifth grade, and so she'll be here in the fall, actually in June. I'm already in a house here in Cherry Hills and really liking the city of Denver.
Good.
Thanks, Betty. Again, fans, press star 3 if you'd like to ask Coach Fox a question, star 0 if you'd like to speak with a ticket office representative at any time. Kirk Davis has been a season ticket holder since 2007. He lives in Colorado Springs. And Kirk Davis, you're on the line. Go ahead for Coach Fox.
Hi, Coach Fox. Thanks for taking the time out of your day. And I just want to echo the sentiments of everybody else in welcoming you and the team, the draft team especially, for doing a terrific job, especially addressing the defense primarily and with really good character people. Hopefully we won't see too much off-season or off-the-field drama anymore. And I see a return to the great linebacker core, which historically is traditional for our Broncos, and I like that. And I'm really excited to see it for this season. My real question is on the defensive tackles whether it's a free agency or the undrafted free agents. What size of a guy, the player, are you looking for? I mean, are you looking for somebody that's like 320 or just maybe 300 plus or so? And I see like Brandon Mabane out of Seattle and Barry Cofield off the Giants as being like probably the top tier guys available. And can you answer me if you're going to consider re-signing Justin Bannon and retaining Marcus Thomas?
Well, Kirk, that's a good question. Right now, you know, we can't really mention names, but in answer to what kind of a defensive tackle we're looking for, first of all, bigger is always better, but you do have to have some kind of quickness, at least even if it's short area quickness. You do have to play with power. I tried to get them to give us Marcell Dareus and Von Miller, but they didn't go for that. In the free agency thing, we basically have what we call a nose tackle and then a defensive tackle, which is lines up and over the guard and what we call a three technique. That guy is typically a little bit quicker of the two, with the nose tackle being probably a little bit bigger, that 320 area you're talking about. But again, the bottom line is not so much the size, it's how good they play, and those are the guys we're evaluating that we want on our team, both on and off the field. They have great football character.
Coach Tom Leonard has been a season ticket holder for 47 years and lives in Owensboro, Kentucky. Tom, you're on the line with Coach Fox from Kentucky. What's your question?
Thank you for having me on the call. It's nice to see Coach Fox join our team. My question is this. When evaluating personnel, sir, you had drafted Nate Irving in the third round, but yet he had had multiple injuries in a car wreck. How do you go about evaluating personnel like that and know that they're rated such a high pick?
Well, I'll tell you what, Tom, that's an excellent question. And a lot of money is spent in the league. Reason we take them all to Indianapolis, doctors from all over the league, great orthopedics, everybody. Greek Steve Antonopoulos, our trainer, was actually voted the best there is in the NFL this year. He's in charge of that. So they have MRIs, they get pulled on, tugged on, x-rayed, and we give them medical grades much like we do football grades. And Nate was a guy, this happened a while back. He's actually got a plate and some screws in his leg. There's a lot of guys that are playing in this league that have had those type of surgeries, and they didn't see that being a problem at all. So he actually had a very good medical grade, and he's a very good football player, and we felt it warranted him being selected in the third round.
Reminder to fans to press star 3 if you'd like to get on the line to ask Coach John Fox a question. We have over 6,000 fans on the line right now. One of the season ticket holders, is Gary Penfield. Gary lives in Littleton. Gary's been a season ticket holder since 1984. Gary Penfield, go ahead for Coach Fox.
Yes, Coach Fox. First of all, welcome to Denver, and I got a couple of questions for you. And the first one is in regards to the schedule for the upcoming season. I would like to know how you rate this schedule. I realize that there are no easy games in the NFL season, but as compared to other schedules that you have faced in the NFL, how would you rate this schedule? And my second question...
Go ahead, Garrett.
I was going to say my second question involves the second player pool that you mentioned, the free agency pool of players. Are there any NFL limitations in vis-a-vis salary cap or monetary limitations that the league may have against the Broncos, which would prevent us from getting whoever we wanted to get in the free agency pool?
Two great questions, Gary. Thank you for calling. On the schedule, as you mentioned, in the National Football League, there are no cupcakes. So that's first and foremost. Really, going into my 10th season as a head coach, the thing I always looked at is I thought it was always important to open at home, which we get to do this year. I'd always prefer our bye to be in the middle, which we're a little off of that. But one thing that helps there is we do have a Sunday-Thursday stretch where really that can be like a second bye on the back end. You're a little crammed up on the front end, but it creates a second bye, which comes at a good time to heal up your football team. But other than that, that's about what I look for. I don't see too much problem with potential weather situations, but you know sometimes that works to your favor. So at the end of the day, those are really the things I look for. And every schedule I've seen, I don't think I've ever looked at one and said that's going to be an easy schedule.
Coach, on the line with us right now is Bernell Baca. Bernell lives in Seattle, Washington, has been a season ticket holder for 39 years, and flies to every Broncos home game. Bernell, that's a lot of flying. What's your question for Coach Fox?
Well, Coach Fox, thank you very much for listening to us, first of all, and I just want you to know your name represents what Broncos should be about, smart and good fighters. So I'm looking forward to seeing that happen. But my question to you, Coach, is this. You're doing an awful great job right now of this medium of connecting with your fans, and for somebody like me who's up in Seattle, diehard Bronco fan, this is great. Are you going to continue this kind of medium to stay in touch with your fan base throughout the year?
Well, we're definitely going to do that. I think, you know, it's a commitment by the organization. You know, it is the lifeblood of any organization. It is the fans and fan base. We couldn't be doing what we're doing without you. So I think everybody here, you know, at least in upper management, definitely understands that. We understand it's tough times, and we really respect and appreciate what you're allowing us to do. So I'd say it's a fair assessment that you'll see plenty of this moving forward in the Bronco organization.
We, again, want to thank the more than 6,000 season ticket holders on the line right now. Remember to press *3 if you'd like to ask a question of Coach Fox. Get as many on as we can. *0 if you want to speak with the representative of the ticket office. Right now, we've got Leonard Klein on the line. Leonard Klein has been a season ticket holder since 1967 and lives in Denver. Leonard, go ahead for Coach Fox.
Coach, I'm going to reiterate. You already discussed the situation in terms of quarterbacks. My question is really directly in terms of our quarterback situation. Where do we stand in terms of Kyle Orton, Brady Quinn, Tebow? I mean, is it wide open? Is Brady Quinn going to be the third string? Where are we with quarterbacks?
Well, I think, as I've mentioned before, Leonard, first of all, you know, these guys are all new to me. I mean, I've obviously been in the league for – this will be my 23rd year, so I'm familiar with all three players, played against them, evaluated them coming out. So I know them from afar. I think as I get to know them and get to watch them practice, get to watch them compete, I think that's when you start ranking them 1 through 3. One thing nice about coming in as a new coach and a new staff, a lot of times players can be revitalized because they're not set into some pigeonhole. So at the end of the day, they're going to decide whether they're one, two, or three by their performance on the field, and that's something we're looking forward to. And when that time comes, then we'll have those answers.
David L. Otteson has been a season ticket holder for 43 years and lives in Sanford, Colorado. We've got a lot of fans from all over the state. David, what's your question for head coach John Fox?
Yes, sir. I'm really happy to have you as our coach. Thank you for coming to Denver.
Proud to be here.
I've noticed over the years that your offenses seems like they're only as good as their offensive lines. And
amen.
How do you rate our offensive line, and what do you have going ahead to, you know, to do us some good in that position?
Well, that's an excellent question, David, and you're right. It's on offense, it's hard to do anything if you can't block. I don't care if you're running the ball, passing the ball. Dave Magazoo's our offensive line coach. He's a guy I've been around for a lot of years. I've watched him develop pro bowlers like Jordan Gross, Ryan Khalil, and then even a young guy over there, Jeffrey Ota. I think what we are here, our offensive line is young, and I think talented enough. We just added yesterday Orlando Franklin, a young big prospect that we're going to line up at right tackle out of the University of Miami. He's got a great combination of athleticism as well as power. So I think, you look at Clady, who's been to a Pro Bowl. He did get hurt, missed some time last year. We anticipate with a full off season this year that he'll rally into his Pro Bowl form. I know Dave Magazoo, our offensive line coach, will do a great job as far as techniques and fundamentals. But we're young, but I think talented, and a good group to work with and develop.
Again, season ticket holders, press *3 if you'd like to get on the list to ask a coach to ask a question of head coach John Fox. Gordon Gregg is on the line right now. Gordon Gregg lives in Highlands Ranch. He's been a season ticket holder since 1976. Gordon, go ahead.
Well, Coach Fox, I echo everybody else and welcome you to Denver.
Appreciate
you
that,
what,
Gordon.
You bring a lot of credibility with having been to the Super Bowl before and turning a team around pretty quick. And I just love this transparency that the Broncos are now using. Kudos to you and Zanders and John Elway or whoever, Sacamano, thought that one up. It's good to stay in direct contact with us fans. And you had a good draft. All of the comments that I've been listening to are right on, and I think that you guys did a good job. I just have a couple of comments about, since I was a season ticket holder in the middle 70s forward, we had a thing called the Orange Crush.
Yes,
and
sir.
It was a feeling in the stadium that actually, it's a cliche, but it provided the 12th man in a number of years. And the last few years, that has been woefully absent. I think it kind of left somewhat with when we didn't have a new South Stands come to the new stadium. Invesco's a great facility, but you guys need to figure out a way to get the fans to connect to something like the Orange Crush and get us all enthused, and we're standing up. I've been to a couple of games outside of Denver. One of them was Minnesota, and I've heard the other one on TV from New York, but they actually have a fight song they play after, instead of playing that Rock and Roll Part 2, they start playing, and everybody stands up and sings. When I was in Minnesota, I couldn't believe what they were just like a soccer match almost. But and then the last, there was a question earlier. I think you got tied up and didn't answer the second part. But what's the idea? Maybe we go with the orange jerseys for all the home games, not just the Raiders game, but all of the home games, and get that Orange Crush feeling coming back. What do you think?
Well, Gordon, so I don't forget that part of the question again on the orange jerseys. I think right now we're in a little bit of a transition as far as what equipment or what apparel group we're going to use. And so it takes a little bit of time to make that transition. But I think not so much this coming season, but the 2012 season, I think you can put it in the bank. You'll see a lot more of the orange jersey. As far as the orange crush, the salute, you know, the fan presence, you know, I think really at the end of the day, if we perform like we're capable of performing, I think that gets fans motivated more than anything. But I know our marketing, fan day experience group, they'll continue to work on things like that. But my experience has been if you play good on the field, the fans get involved.
Remember, fans, we've got over 6,000 of you season ticket holders on the line, and you'll have the opportunity to provide us feedback on your experience today by visiting denverbroncos.com/fanforum or simply stay on the line after the call is completed where you can leave a voicemail. Meanwhile, *3 is what you press if you want to ask a question of Coach John Fox. On the line with us now is Randall Ware, who lives out in Lakewood, Colorado, where the Lakewood Tigers play their high school football. He's been a season ticket holder since 1965. Randall, your question for Coach Fox.
I'm an Alameda Pirate, actually. But anyway, Coach
well,
Fox,
sorry, it showed up as Lakewood on the board. Sorry.
All right.
Way to square him away,
Randall. Hate the Tigers. Anyway, Coach
Sorry,
Fox, thanks for being here. My question, you know, most of my questions were already answered, so I kind of came up with this one. You got a lefty-righty situation going with your quarterback. Potentially, right. You got a rookie coming in to play your right tackle position. It's Tebow. It's his blind side. How does that affect how you align your offensive line?
Well, there's no doubt that we have a different combination of talent at the quarterback position, no question. And you've mentioned the left side, right side. You know, as we go, I think whether the guy that wins that job is our rookie or somebody else on the football team or somebody else that we might acquire later on, either way, they're going to have to be able to block, whether it's blind side or front side. If need be, we could even make a switch at the tackle. But I think at the end of the day, you know, we've got a young offensive line. We just added Orlando Franklin. We think he has the ability to be a starter, but we've got to see that on the field. I don't think we're going to be able to monkey around too much, again, not knowing who our quarterback's going to be. But you know, that's something I think as we get going, it's something we can evaluate and tweak when we get closer to the regular season.
Coach, Bronco country stretches all the way to Maui, Hawaii, and Bill Hanisch from Maui, a season ticket holder since 1986, is on the line and has a question for Coach Fox.
Hello, Coach.
How you doing, Bill?
Very well, thank you. Thank you for taking the call, and thank you for coming to Denver. I'd like
proud
to ask
to
a question.
Here.
You drafted a couple of tight ends. And we've had a great history of tight ends in Denver, and we've got a Hall of Famer coming in this year. What is your philosophy on how to use a tight end? Do you see this coming back in? We've not used them for a couple of years.
Well, I think, number one, it's you know, a quarterback's best friend. You know, if you talk to John Elway, I'm sure he's going to tell you Shannon helped him a lot. You know, you've got a shorter throw. He's closer to where the quarterback stands, and you know, it can be a quarterback's best friend along with the run game. So, again, we are going to use the tight end. It was an area we felt like we needed to infuse some talent in. We took a young man, Thomas, out of Portland State that was a basketball player for 4 years and only played football 1 year, and he had an outstanding season. But he's got the unique combination of size and speed. He ran a 4.59 40, so he's got ability to stretch the middle. He's got that great length to, be able to split safety coverage. Then we also brought in what we call a move tight end or an F tight end that's more like a fullback, except he wears a tight end number, in Virgil Green, who is a kid that caught a lot of passes there at Reno. He's got 4.5 also speed. He's built more like a fullback. He does block. He is physical. He did very good on the bench press test. So we felt like we've infused some talent there, and as well as using the guys that we had a year ago, that we think can give us a good combination. We have four guys on the roster right now, and they'll compete for who the top two are.
Robert G. Tade has been a season ticket holder for 25 years, lives in Thornton, Colorado. Robert, you're on the line with Coach John Fox. Go ahead with your question, Robert.
Well, welcome, Coach Fox. We're glad to see you here. But my question is one of the things here in the Mile High area is we're really concerned about the moral conduct of the players off the field. And I take my grandson, who is 16, to every game with me, and he enjoys it thoroughly, but he's very impressionable. So I was just wondering what your feeling is if you get an all-star player that can't behave himself off the field, as we know there are some NFL players that way. How will you handle that, or will you tolerate it?
Well, I think, first of all, we're doing everything in our power in the evaluation process to bring, really accountable and dependable people. And, again, to win championships, that's how you have to operate. That doesn't matter whether it's on the field or off the field. So, we'll do everything in our power. We'll run a tight ship. I've been a very disciplinary type of coach as far as when guys make mistakes, they pay a price. So that's how we'll do it moving forward. I honestly can say I don't think you ever eliminate it. I think the NFL is a microcosm of our society, and you're going to have young people make mistakes really in all walks. So I don't think you ever eliminate it. I think, we're doing our best to evaluate it, and, that's the one promise I can make.
Coach Jason Johnson's been a season ticket holder since the 80s, lives in Castle Rock, Colorado. Jason has just moved into the club level of the Denver Broncos seating structure at Invesco Field. Jason, your question for Coach Fox.
Yes, Coach Fox, how you doing?
We're doing great, Jason. How you doing? Hey, congratulations on moving up, man.
Oh, yeah, I'm real excited. Hope we don't have that lockout. I'm looking forward to it.
I'm with you on that one, Jason.
Hey, quick question about the draft. Was there anybody in particular while you're sitting there watching everybody get picked? Was there anybody that you were either surprised or excited that fell down to you? And was there anybody in particular that you were kind of like, shucks, we just missed him?
Well, I think, Jason, it's a great question, and I'd say all the above. I think, it's my 23rd draft, and, there's guys you pinpoint and you want, and so when they get taken, you're disappointed. And then there's guys that you're, hanging onto your hat that they get to you. And I think we had all of the above in that draft, just like most drafts. But, at the end of the day, we're excited who we got, and we're anxious to get going and start to work with them.
Thanks a lot for your question. The next question, Coach, is from David. David lives in Parker, Colorado, has had his season tickets since 1976. David, what's your question for Coach Fox?
Well, first, Jim, I am a Lakewood Tiger, but I live in Parker, so I'll go with that Tiger thing.
Got one right.
My question actually is about the offensive line. Thanks. My question is about the offensive line. Over the last couple of years, I think they've suffered from changing schemes. You've got Clay D. Cooper and Harris, if you re-sign him, who were really drafted for a zone scheme. You've got Walton and Beatles, who were drafted for a power scheme. What scheme are you running, and how do those players fit your scheme?
Well, I think that's a good question, David. I think, everybody's going to have strengths and weaknesses as far as whether they're a power player or a finesse player. I think we've got a good blend, and really at the end of the day, you've got to have both schemes. I think primarily we'll be a zone scheme, but against certain defenses, you've got to have the ability to run a gap scheme, especially if they're flying up the field and easily to scheme with as far as the trap system. So you got to have both schemes to be really good at running the ball. I've come from that type of background. We've been pretty successful running the ball years past. So both schemes will be a part of it, and the players we have out there will be able to do both of them, and we'll start that competition here hopefully pretty soon.
One of our fans from Colorado Springs who's a three-year season ticket holder is Bob Peterson. Bob's on the line with head coach John Fox. Bob, what's your question?
Coach, welcome to Denver. My question relates to Demaryius Thomas. One, you're really doing great in social media now, but I think there were a lot of us disappointed when he did get hurt, that we never really figured out. There was nothing really reported on how he injured himself in workouts. Now, that's not totally important to us, but how's he doing? And then secondly, you know, he's a pretty big guy and showed flashes of brilliance when he was on the field. He's almost as big as the tight ends that that you drafted. And, you know, it seems to me to get we've got to get he and Decker and certainly Brandon Lloyd and, you know, everyone, all our receivers on the field at the same time. But we really, really need Demaryius Thomas back.
Well, I couldn't agree more, Bob, and it's very disappointing about his injury. Really, to you know, relate to what you said, is our understanding was he was running routes there at his college, and you know, he turned on it, and his Achilles popped. As far as how he's doing through this little off-season thing we've had, we've lost some contact, per se, but our trainer's allowed to work through their doctor, and all indications are his rehab is right on target. He's a guy that hopefully won't be the start of the season, but somebody we can get to help us. And I can assure you we're excited about him, too. I know in the process a year ago I watched him coming out, and we held him in high regard. So I do agree that we do need to get him on the field, and hopefully sooner than later.
Coach Fox, Dwayne Whistler has been a season ticket holder for a number of years, 35, lives in Arvada, Colorado. Dwayne Whistler, what's your question?
So mine's more of a comment than a question. I'm just real happy with the way the draft went this year, picking up a linebacker in Miller, being able to get the good pass rush, working on turnovers and takeaways to really get the ball back and give it to the offense, which really made me excited about Orlando Franklin. A devastating run blocker, but he must be a decent pass blocker as well because he played on the left side at Florida as a guard and a tackle, which gives him a good footwork to be able to pull and stretch to the right on run plays and give a good protection to Tebow's blind side. So is this a situation where it's helping Tebow to be able to develop into a strong quarterback, being able to help him with the blind side?
Yeah, that's exactly right, Dwayne. You know, he's got a great combination of power and athleticism. You're right, he has played guard and tackle, and he's played both tackles. So he's a guy that, you know, he plays with a chip on his shoulder. He plays tough. When he blocks you, you're moving the other way. So he's got power as well as athleticism. And, again, as I mentioned to a caller earlier, it's hard to do anything good on offense if you don't block. And that's pass or run the ball. And we think he's a nice piece to the puzzle.
Our very last question of Coach Fox today comes from Dan Coles. Dan's family has had season tickets for 15 years. He lives in Denver. Dan, what's your question of Coach Fox?
Coach, I just wanted to tell you first off, thanks for coming to Denver like everybody else. And also wanted to let you know that between when you and John and Brian got together, keep us fans in is just wonderful. I mean, this is awesome. It's the best experience ever. My question is, realistically, when the three of you got together and talked about what a successful season being wins and losses, what should, as fans, we expect, you know, and what would be a successful season wins and losses-wise to you?
Well, I think without putting numbers on it, Dan, you know, I think a goal every year, number one, is to win the Super Bowl. I think before that, you have to get in the playoffs. So I think a realistic goal every year is to win your division and get in the playoffs. And then once you get into that tournament, anything can happen. And I've been blessed to be through it. So has John and so has Brian. So all of us have been there and understand it. You know, it takes players. And, you know, we just had our first draft together. I thought it went outstanding. But our goal will be to win the division and make the playoffs because the second goal is to win that Super Bowl, and you can't do that unless you get in the playoffs. So I think that's a realistic goal, and that'll be all three of ours' goals.
Fans, we want to remind you that you can leave your feedback on your experience today on this fan forum call on denverbroncos.com/fanforum, or just stay on the line and leave a message. Now, remember, we're going to be doing another one of these in the future with Commissioner Roger Goodell, which will be a great chance to ask about the state of the league, et cetera. The date and time are to be announced, but we'll let you know. We want to thank you for participating, over 6,000 season ticket holders, and most of all, we couldn't do this without head coach John Fox, and we really want to thank the coach.
Well, I'd like to thank all the fans, and I can tell you from having been here before as a competitor, it's probably the best fans in the National Football League. Whether it was Old Mile High or New Invesco, you got great passion. I want to thank all of you because you make it possible for me to do a job and be a part of a game that I love, and I appreciate all of you for that. Thank you very much.
Coach, thank you very much. And again, fans, thanks for participating.